Welcome to On White Horses Broadcast. Your life is valuable and has purpose. It's our heart's desire that you know how valuable every day is. So take 15 minutes with us and be encouraged. We have a lot to talk about.
I'm so excited to have a guest. I want to introduce you to Dr. Mike. Now, I love introducing him because he's a real doctor. And he did surgery for years and years. And he pastors a church called Happy Acres Cowboy Church in Kiefer. You can find it on the internet or on Facebook. They stream those services. They're really, really good. They're a blessing. And I have him on the radio today. So, Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
I'm just so excited to have you here and share this time with you. What would you like to say to the people and the parents that are listening to the radio, probably on their way home or while they're making dinner?
Jesus loves you. I heard a song when I was a kid, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And you know, that's really all I knew about Jesus and the Bible when I was 6 years old. And I had gone to Sunday school and I probably heard some other stuff, but that song is what I knew. And one night I asked my mama to help me pray and ask Jesus to come into my heart. And it was on a Wednesday night after church. And she said, oh, don't you want to wait till Sunday? Because we're going to be starting a revival Sunday. You could be part of that. I go, no, I want to do it tonight. So she knelt down with me and helped me pray. And I asked Jesus into my heart. And, you know, he came in and he's never left. And he tells me over and over that he loves me, reminds me. And I don't know if you know that love or not, or if you've asked him into your heart, but don't let time pass by before you get that settled, before you understand his love and receive it, because he loves you, and that's what he wants you to know more than anything.
Man, that is so powerful. And it is amazing how that, I'm just still pondering that, how he really came after you, and really he was just letting you love him back, but the love was already there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that is something that the whole world needs to know, is that you have a created value, that God wants to walk with you through this life. He just doesn't want a little quick prayer and then go live your life however you want. No, he wants to be the value of your life that lasts for eternity. And Mike just said, he's never left. Man, that is so good. That is so good. So for years and years, you went to the hospital mm-hmm. every day.
Yeah.
Did surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
Did he go with you to work?
Oh, absolutely. Never left me. The Bible says he'll never forsake you, never leave you. Everywhere you go, he goes. And if you're going to go someplace you shouldn't be going, you're dragging him with you. But that's okay, because he still loves you. And he never gives up, and he never quits loving you. So we're not like that. We're kind of fickle. We get mad sometimes at people, and sometimes our love isn't like his love. But his love is always for us, not against us. He never gives up on us. Sometimes we stumble. I'm not saying I was perfect all those years, because I wasn't. But even when I stumbled, even when I fell, he was right there, picking me up, dusting me off, telling me he loved me again. And he's never left, and he never will.
So you're saying he loves you like a father.
Yeah.
That wants to nurture you.
Yeah.
Is not afraid of your weaknesses.
Right.
Your shortcomings.
Right.
That actually has the long game and wants to be involved.
Yeah. And like a mother,
mm-hmm.
too. When you need those hugs and kisses from your mama when you scraped your knee, he loves you like that too. And he loves you like a friend. Like a best friend, like somebody that you just click with. You may not have too many of those kind of friends in your whole life. I look back and there's maybe one or two or three in my whole life. A lot of acquaintances, a lot of people I've been friendly with, but two or three people that are still friends all my life. And Jesus is like that. He wants to be your bud, your friend, but he's also God. And he also requires things. But they're things that all he has to do is break your heart with it. You're ready to go and do whatever he wants you to do. Because if you're with him, if you're in his presence, there's joy. And joy is power. Joy is strength. And his love surrounds us and guides us. Verse in the Bible says his love compels us. And it's like you don't know why you want to do some things that other people don't understand. It's because of his love. Because his love is just continuous and ongoing and powerful. Love never fails.
My pastor would always say, he doesn't have love, he is love. Mm-hmm. And that really changed my perspective of walking with him and for him, not just acknowledging him.
Yeah.
As I live my life.
Yeah.
And that changed the way everything looks. My wife, my job, my everything. Mm-hmm. So it brought lots of change that I was longing for so badly, starting on the inside of me, and nothing around me was changed, but it brought so much joy and peace mm-hmm. and hope.
Yeah.
I mean, how would you describe that?
Overwhelming. His joy just, it fills you with strength, it buoys you up. You can have a lot of trouble, things going wrong, but in his presence, there's just that joy. That joy that is so strong and so powerful. And it's based on his love, based on his presence, based on his peace. And you can turn away from it. You can turn away from him, but he's always right there. And even though we're looking at something else, when we finally turn around and look back to him, there he is, right there. We don't even have to run far. He's right there.
So it's a good way to point out is a lot of people chase happiness.
Mm.
I mean, they might change cars, they might change spouses, mm-hmm. they might change mm-hmm. locations because they're chasing happiness. Mm-hmm. But what they're really looking for is joy.
Joy, yeah. And it's not even close to being like happiness. I mean, it is kind of, the world thinks that happiness is a new thing or a new friend or something like that. But once you've tasted God's joy, there's nothing else like it. Nothing else will do. And it doesn't matter. Things are just so unimportant
mm-hmm.
compared to his presence and his joy and his peace. They kind of come together. So
what you're saying is the very God who created the atoms that hold this world together, that make you who you are, mm-hmm. that know the depths of your heart better than you know it yourself, knows how to give you joy that goes on for eternity and fulfill you and make your life worth living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much worth living. Because without him, it wouldn't be. Your heart aches for people that don't know him because they don't know that joy. They don't know that peace. The nights must be extremely lonely. I mean, I can't even imagine. I've known him so long. All my life, he's carried me. All my life, he's been with me. And I can't imagine not being with him.
Hmm. So that is what salvation is when you choose to believe in God. You actually believe that he's the author and the finisher, the beginning and the end, the way, the truth, and the life. And he purchased us back through the death of Jesus Christ. The world tried to give you lots of Jesus Christ that will save you, but there's only one that was born of a virgin. The Heavenly Father sent him to purchase us back when we choose to believe in him. And when we believe in him, we're not just believing that he lived. We're believing in the same Father God that sent him. He's born of a virgin. That's him. And then he took our place and went into hell so that we don't have to when we choose to believe in him. The price has already been paid. But what's even better than that is he promised to send you the Holy Spirit to meet you where you're at in the depths of your heart. Right now, it doesn't matter what your weaknesses is. It doesn't matter what your shortcomings are. It doesn't even matter what's destroying you. You could be addicted to alcohol and God says, I love you. You could be addicted to drugs. You could be on your fifth marriage. You could be a cheating, dirty, rotten sucker. And God is telling you today that his love has not stopped.
Amen.
And that he just wants you to love him back.
Yeah.
And when you choose to love him back, That's what opens up the door for him to pour his living water into the emptiness of your heart, just like an empty cup, and he'll fill it to the brim. And it'll fill every hole and every valley. And when he feels that, he's going to give you a new identity that no one can steal. And it's way, way better than the one you found in this world. Hey, I run into very wealthy people all the time, and they tell me, man, I trade everything I have just to have what you and your wife have. Now, I don't feel like I have anything special. Me and my wife still fuss with each other all the time because we're normal people. But we love the Lord, and we choose to love each other and share life together. Wait a minute, I'm talking about that kingdom of God stuff, that born-again stuff, that joy that you cannot buy with money, the joy that you cannot teach yourself. No, it comes from surrendering. You not just acknowledging a Savior, but you letting Him be Lord of your life. And that's what Pastor Mike has done. He's let Him be Lord of his life. And he led him down a path where he could be a surgeon and help people. And then still never quit walking that path. And after he retired from being a surgeon, he wants to share with people how good the goodness of God is. So I want to remind you again, Happy Acres Cowboy Church on Facebook. Look it up. They live stream their services. Pastor Mike's a blessing. Crossbar Arena is right there. They do horse events all the time. It's very fun. Look it up. It's really, really important that you swing by there. It's right there in Kiefer, Oklahoma. It's a lot of fun. So, Mike, what would you have to say this last little bit?
I think God's love, God's presence, that salvation that Travis is talking about is the most important thing in the world. There's no more important decision that you'll ever make than for God, or if you just turn away, you'll miss all of that. If you'll just turn to God and receive His love and love Him back, open your heart to Him, He'll come in. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if you'll open the door, I will come in." You don't have to beg Him to come in. You don't have to do anything to get Him to come in. You don't have to go to church or clean up or put on special clothes or comb your hair a certain way. You just have to open your door, the door to your heart, and He will come in, and He'll make you brand new from the inside out and fill you with joy and peace. He wants to help you. He wants to bless you. And all you got to do is ask, and all you got to do is receive it. And He'll shed that love of His. He'll fill your heart with it, and you can love Him back and feel all the presence of His joy and His peace. There's nothing like it. It's the most amazing thing in the world, and the only thing that's important.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Thank you. I'm going to have Mike do some more broadcasts with me, but I want to pray for you right quick. Father, I just thank you. Thank you for every person that hears our voice. Lord, Holy Spirit, I ask that you would meet them where they're at in this life, and that your love would pour on that. The brokenness, the hurts, the pains, the rejections, the just want to give up thoughts, they have to stop in Jesus' name. Because we are telling you that you are valuable and you are loved. And if you'll call on the name of Jesus, He'll meet you where you're at. Amen. And He'll fill you with something that this world cannot give you.
Amen.
So we speak peace to you and your family and life to you. So open your mouth and say, "Jesus, help me."
Amen.
Well, we thank you for joining us today. Because of Operation Blessing and Kingdom Coalition partnering with On White Horses, we have the ability to give free food. It is available each month. We partner with volunteers and local churches coming together to give food and drink away with no strings attached. Our purpose is to show how valuable you are to God. If you are out or short of food or even struggling to make ends meet, come let us help you or your family at White Horse Arena. You can find more information at onwhitehorses.org or on Facebook at On White Horses. Once again, you can find us at onwhitehorses.org or simply send your contribution to P.O. Box 5, Boley, Oklahoma 74829. Thank you so much for spending time with us today. And remember, You are valuable to God, and God wants to walk with you. He loves you, and He's waiting for you to love Him back. And the Holy Spirit will meet you right where you're at in life and help you through all things. We will talk to you soon.